Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 51,000 appointment letters to youth in Rozgar Mela, says they have a big responsibility to strengthen the nation's economy, internal security and develop modern infrastructure. UN Security Council strongly condemns Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir, calls for fighting terrorism in all its forms. In Gujarat, over 550 illegal immigrants, mainly from Bangladesh, detained in massive crackdowns across Ahmedabad and Surat. Akashvani bags 6 awards in various categories at India Audio Summit Awards 2025 in Mumbai. Funeral service for Pope Francis begins at St. Peter's Square in Rome. World leaders and thousands of faithful attend. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to take on Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when youth participate in nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. He said with their hard work and innovation today, the youth of the country are showing the world how much potential the nation has. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi said the youth who have received their appointment letters today have the big responsibility to strengthen the nation's economy, internal security, develop modern infrastructure and bring changes in the lives of labourers.
राष्ट्र के निर्माण में भागीदार होते हैं तो राष्ट्र तेज विकास भी करता है और विश्व में अपनी पहचान भी बनाता है। भारत का युवा आज अपने परिश्रम और इनोवेशन से दुनिया को ये दिखा रहा है कि हम में कितना सामर्थ्य है। स्किल इंडिया, स्टार्टअप इंडिया, डिजिटल इंडिया जैसे अनेक अभियान इस दिशा में युवाओं के लिए नए अवसर बना रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister said in a few days the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 is going to be organized in Mumbai. He said at the center of this event are the youth of the country.
कुछ ही दिन बाद मुंबई में World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit यानी Waves 2025 का आयोजन होने जा रहा है मीडिया गेमिंग और एंटरटेनमेंट फील्ड के इनोवेटर्स के लिए ये प्रतिभा दिखाने का अभूतपूर्व अवसर है ये एक ऐसा प्लेटफॉर्म होगा जहां एंटरटेनमेंट से जुड़े स्टार्टअप्स को इन्वेस्टर्स और इंडस्ट्री लीडर से जुड़ने का मौका मिलेगा
He said the women of the country are touching new heights in the fields of bureaucracy, space and science. The Prime Minister said the government also has a special focus on empowerment of rural women.
Hamari nari shakti bureaucracy se lekar space aur science ke kshetra mein nayi bulandiyon ko chhu rahi. Sarkar ka vishesh dhyan gramin mahilaon ke sashaktikaran par bhi hai. Self help group बीमा सखी बैंक सखी और कृषि सखी जैसी पहल ने ग्रामीण महिलाओं के लिए नए अवसर तैयार किए आज देश में हजारों महिलाएं ड्रोन दीदी बनकर अपने परिवार और गांव की समृद्धि सुनिश्चित कर रही हैं
The 15th Rozgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country today. Union Minister of Railways, Information Broadcasting, Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, and Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, handed over the certificates to the selected appointees from different departments under the 15th Rozgar Mela in New Delhi today. Addressing the event, Mr. Vaishnav congratulated the appointees and said the new appointees are joining those posts of the Government of India which will shape the future of the country. He said there are many challenges as well as possibilities during the job. He highlighted that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, the government has strengthened many areas of society.
मोदी जी ने 2014 में आने के बाद में पहले देश को एक गंभीर आर्थिक संकट से बाहर निकाला, समाज के कई क्षेत्रों में जो कमजोरियां थी उनको मजबूत किया, कई तरह के रिफॉर्म्स किए। सरकार का जो समाज के प्रति दायित्व है उसमें एक बहुत बड़ा परिवर्तन है।
Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri has said Pahalgam-like terror attacks are against the right to life and need to be condemned in the strongest possible terms. Mr. Puri was speaking to media after attending the 15th Rozgar Mela at Amity University in Mohali today. The Union Minister said the attack has been committed by a country which uses terrorism as an instrument of state policy. He assured that it will receive a befitting reply.
क्रॉस बॉर्डर टेररिस्ट है अनलीश्ड बाय नेबरिंग स्टेट और पूरी जिम्मेवारी तो उनके लोग ले रहे हैं। मैंने भी देखा उनके एक शायद रक्षा मंत्री हैं, उन्होंने अपना एक बयान दिया कि हम कई 30 साल से ऐसा काम करते आ रहे हैं और इसका दे हैव टू पे अ प्राइस। प्रधानमंत्री जी के आप बयान देखिए जो उन्होंने बिहार में भी कहा, इसका वंस एंड फॉर ऑल पाकिस्तान विल हैव टू पे अ वेरी हैवी प्राइस। और अभी तो ये शुरुआत, क्योंकि ये जो टेररिस्ट होते हैं दे टेक अवे द मोस्ट फंडामेंटल राइट।
The minister distributed letters of appointment to 25 persons for their appointments in the government sectors. Two of the beneficiaries shared their happiness with Akashvani.
मेरा नाम उर्वशी है और मैं एज एन हवलदार सेलेक्ट हुई हूँ GST डिपार्टमेंट। और आज मोदी जी ने हमें एक अच्छा नागरिक और अपनी ड्यूटी को अच्छे से सर्व करने का लेसन दिया और एक स्लोगन दिया, नागरिक देवो भव, जिस पर हम पूर्ण रूप से काम करेंगे।
हिमांशु मेरा नाम है और मैं चंडीगढ़ से आया हूँ और मैं प्रोविजनल ऑफिसर सिलेक्ट हुआ हूँ इंडियन ओवरसीज बैंक और ये मेरा फर्स्ट अटेम्प्ट है और मैं आज बहुत खुश हूँ।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. You're listening to the Midday News. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam. In a statement, council members emphasized that terrorism is a major threat to global peace and must be fought in all its forms. The council called for the perpetrators, supporters and sponsors of the attack to be brought to justice. In Jammu and Kashmir, ceasefire violation by Pakistan at multiple locations along the line of control LOC has been reported in Kashmir region last night. This unprovoked violation was responded to appropriately by the Indian forces. Sources said exchange of gunfire remained limited. There are no reports of casualties on the Indian side. Officials said this is being viewed as attempts to disrupt peace along the LOC. The situation is being closely monitored by Indian forces across all forward areas. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has extended financial aid of 5 lakh rupees to the family of Syed Adil Hussain, who lost his life in the Pahalgam terrorist attack while trying to save the lives of tourists. The cheque was handed over to his family members yesterday by Shiv Sena workers who had gone to Pahalgam as volunteers.
दिल साहिल के घर पर मैंने भी उनके परिवार से बात की, उसके भाई से बात की, उनके पिताजी से बात की और हमारे लोग भी वहां पहुंच गए। उनके परिवार की जो अभी हालत ठीक नहीं है, एक सर्वसाधारण परिवार था, इसलिए शिवसेना की ओर से उनको 5 लाख रुपए की मदद भी होगी। ये अपना कर्तव्य है।
Pakistan's Defence Minister Khwaja Mohammad Asif has admitted that the country supported terrorist groups for 3 decades. In an interview with a British news channel, Asif acknowledged that Pakistan was involved in dirty work on behalf of the West. When asked about Islamabad's history of funding and backing terror outfits, Asif further described it as a mistake and said Pakistan has paid a heavy price for its actions. In Gujarat, more than 550 illegal immigrants were detained in massive crackdowns across Ahmedabad and Surat today. More than 450 immigrants, mainly from Bangladesh, who were allegedly residing illegally in Ahmedabad, were detained by the police early this morning. A combing operation was carried out by Ahmedabad Crime Branch in coordination with teams from the Special Operations Group Economic Offences Wing in different localities of the city. In a parallel operation in Surat, city police carried out a widespread search across 6 different police station areas. Akashvani won a total of 6 awards in various categories at the India Audio Summit and Awards 2025, the third edition of the awards which recognize excellence in radio and audio content production, was held in Mumbai last night. Among the top accolades for Akashvani, former Union Minister Smriti Irani's program, Nayi Soch Nayi Kahani, A Radio Journey with Smriti Irani, was named Series of the Year on radio. The News Services Division's popular weekly phone-in show, Public Speak, was recognized as the best produced audio streaming program in the health and fitness category. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, attended the event as the guest of honor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. The funeral service for Pope Francis is underway at St. Peter's Square in Vatican City, with world leaders, dignitaries and thousands of faithful in attendance. The head of the global Roman Catholic Church is being laid to rest at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. The funeral mass began at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. More than 1.5 lakh people are attending the ceremony. Presidents, prime ministers, royalty and religious leaders have gathered to pay their final respects to Pope Francis. President Draupadi Murmu is offering condolences on behalf of the government and people of India. Other notable attendees include US President Donald Trump, French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Argentine President Javier Milei. The funeral is being led by Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, the Dean of the College of Cardinals. The service will conclude with prayers and a final commendation, a special prayer entrusting the Pope's soul to God. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Pope Francis, who will be laid to rest today, paying homage in a social media post. Mr. Modi said the world will always remember his service to society. The Prime Minister said the President of India paid homage to Pope Francis on behalf of the people of India. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme Guidelines and Online Portal in New Delhi. Recently, the Union Cabinet had approved this scheme with a funding of 22,919 crore rupees to make India Atmanirbhar in the electronics supply chain. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Punjab currently stands fifth on the points table with 5 wins from 8 matches, while Kolkata is at 7th position, having secured just 3 wins from 8 matches. In table tennis, Indian paddler Diya Chitale will play in 3 quarterfinal matches today at the WTT Contender Tournament in Tunis, Tunisia. In women's singles, Diya entered the final 8 after defeating compatriot Manika Batra 3-2 in the pre-quarterfinals yesterday. And before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 51,000 appointment letters to youth in Rozgar Mela, says they have a big responsibility to strengthen the nation's economy, internal security and develop modern infrastructure. UN Security Council strongly condemns Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir, calls for fighting terrorism in all its forms. In Gujarat, over 550 illegal immigrants, mainly from Bangladesh, detained in massive crackdowns across Ahmedabad and Surat. Akashvani bags 6 awards in various categories at India Audio Summit Awards 2025 in Mumbai. Funeral service for Pope Francis begins at St. Peter's Square in Rome. World leaders and thousands of faithful attend. And with that, we end the midday news.